Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Back with us today, we have Bart Nicewanger and Joe Gable from the Odin Lions Club. They are putting on the 134th annual Odin Old Settlers Days, kicking off tonight, running through Saturday. Guys, good morning. Thanks for coming in. Good
morning.
We'll start with you, Bart. This is the opening night, big night. I know Lisa and I are pumped and excited to be strolling through the Old Settlers Parade. Always love this parade. It is a huge event to kick off your festival.
Last year, we had the largest parade that we had ever had, I've been told. And this year, we're looking at maybe just as big, if not bigger. Anyone can be in this parade. It costs nothing. You don't have to jump through any hoops or do anything. Just show up at 5:30 at the old Odin High School grounds. Bring whatever you got and be in the parade. And there's the Odin Fire Department is basically in charge of the parade. They'll line you up, put you where they want, and the parade then starts at 6:30 and goes all the way through town and ends up at the fairgrounds.
Absolutely, and it's a lot of people out on both sides of the street at the Old Settlers Parade. It's a huge parade each year, and you got special honorees that you always have that are your grand marshals that kind of lead the way through the Old Settlers Parade.
Our grand marshal this year is Mr. Gary Allen. He's a lifetime resident of Odin, Indiana. He has an incredible military record. He has years and years of being involved in the youth baseball programs. He's been a coach. He's played. He does everything. And he's the man that's in charge of maintenance at the Odin Park. He does a fantastic job over there. And so he will be riding in the parade vehicle, the Grand Marshal. And then we'll introduce him when we get to the park and talk about him. So he's just an incredible individual.
Absolutely. Gary Allen, this year's honoree as the Grand Marshal. Joe, I'm going to go to you. Bart will come back on the entertainment. But for the kids, this is a family event. This has been going on for 134 years, and the entire family should come out, especially the kids. Lots of stuff planned for the kids.
Yes, we've got a 7 bouncy houses, huge 65-foot long places for the kids to have a good time. We've set up an area for the families, and we have a game set up for them as well, so we think it's going to be fun for the kids. We're anxious to see it.
And here's the kicker. The bouncy houses are all free.
Yes, you can do this. I'm afraid there's going to be a sweat fest going on. Kids running around, climbing all over stuff, so it'll be fun to see.
The price is certainly right. So free bouncy houses, lots of them. The kids will love it. The cost is certainly right. Be sure to bring them out. And the food. Man, Joe, when it comes to food, Old Settlers never disappoints there.
Yes, we have a couple new ones this year, but we've got Callahan set up, and Dottie Morin is there with her cinnamon buns and ice cream. We've got a pretty good lineup this year. I'm anxious to taste it every day.
The grounds are full of great food vendors. And Bart, back to you. When it comes to entertainment, too, once again, the price is right. Free entertainment on the stage each night, and you've got a great lineup this year.
We've got some incredible bands in there. We've got Thursday night tonight, or tomorrow night, and Friday night. We've got two Nashville musicians coming in there that these guys are top line. They've opened for some of the biggest bands in the country. You do not want to miss these guys. And then Saturday night, we've got the Justin Case Band from Bloomington that everybody loves these guys. They play anything and everything, and they're just an incredible band, too. This is free. You don't want to miss out on this. Bring your lawn chairs if you're coming, because we don't have any place for you to sit. So bring your lawn chairs. Come and sit and listen to the groups there every night from 8 to 10.
You can't beat that. To price again, right. It's all free. Tonight, Paul Erdman. Tomorrow, it's John Riggins. And then Justin Case Band on Saturday. Three great bands entertaining the crowd at Old Settlers. For a couple of other events before we let you go, Little Miss and Mister, that's going to be on Friday night before the band.
Right.
And that is at 7 o'clock. And then the baby show is on Saturday. Don't want to forget the baby show.
The baby show will be there. Yes, it will. And we also have some local groups there that are performing the acrobats from the local gymnastics group and the Davis County Dance Academy. They'll be there putting on a little show. And also this year, we've got something real special. We've got a dunk tank, and we got the local law enforcement going to sit in the dunk tank every evening. And we've also got the candidates for the Odin Town Council that are going to sit in the dunk tank. So
wow.
we're going to raise money for the Odin Lions Club with the dunk tanks. So, you know, this we have to raise money to put these things on. So that's how we're going to do it this year, one of the ways. So.
You don't get a chance to do that every day.
You do not. You do not.
And then, Joe, one more thing. We don't want to forget the Classic Cruise Inn and Car Show Saturday afternoon, too.
Yes, that was a blast last year. A lot of guys came out. It's some pretty nice cars. It's a good thing to be involved in. Good prizes for that as well.
Cruise in at 2 o'clock and enjoy the Classic Cruise Inn and Car Show. Shine up your ride. Again, they've got a People's Choice Award, and it's just a fun time to showcase your ride at the Old Settlers Festival. So go to oldandoldsettlers.com for the complete schedule of events. It starts tonight with a big parade. Bart, Joe, we'll see you there this evening. Looking forward to it. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.